Okay, I think we can start. I am Mayo Fuster Morey. I came from the European University Institute, and today I will present the preliminary results of research I am developing. First, I want to very much thank the organizer of the Wikimania. This is the presentation of the whole year, which is more important for me, because I think this space is a very important space. So I really thank the people who have contributed time to making it happen. Okay, my research is on what I call online creation communities, which in few words means online communities which want to build something which remain accessible as a public good. So there are not like networking sites, but they have to produce a public good and have to be of collective ownership. Wikimedia projects is one example, but there are other examples. The next one, I will not present them. I think you will be familiar with some of them, like Flickr or free software and open source type of communities. But the issue is that in the when I look to these online creation communities governance, I think it's important to make a distinction between two components. One is what is the platform of participation where the community is generated, so where the people interact in order to fulfill the goal. This is something that's generally present in the analysis of the governance, but there is another component, which is what I call the provider space. This means, for example, in the case of Wikimedia projects, it's the Wikimedia Foundation. So the Wikimedia Foundation is the provider of the platforms around which the Wikimedia projects are organized. Other examples are, for example, Flickr, which is, as you know, a photo sharing archive. In this case, the provider is Yahoo. I think this distinction is quite clear. So I think generally in the analysis of the governance of the communities is not incorporate this element. And I think it's an important element. So I focus my analysis on it. But in my analysis of the online communities, the core of the question is, are these communities democratic and why? I mean, in this case, in the case of Wikimedia, are the Wikimedia communities democratic? And under which criteria? So I have tried to face this question. And in order to do that, because I work for a political science department, I have made a review of the literature on democratic quality. And I end up with six dimensions of democratic quality, and by adapting the traditional discourse on democratic quality in the case of the online creation communities. And I define this six dimension of democratic quality. I'm going to present it very, very briefly now, but there is someone who is giving to you a dossier where you can find more detailed presentation of its dimension and also the indicators I use. So the six dimensions of democratic quality in an online creation community would be: the first one, it refers that the information has to be provided in an easy way and accessible way. And it has to be information provided about how the system works, how someone can participate, these kind of things. The second one is about technical accessibility. So the community make an effort that the participants know to use the technology. The third one is about the openness to the participation in the platform. The fourth one is about the openness to participation in the provision space. You remember the distinction I did between the provision space and the platform. So it's about the openness in both cases. The first one is about transparent structure and administration and about accountability in the finance. And the sixth one, it has to do with a clear and open knowledge management. So these are the six dimensions that I think define a democratic online community. And what I did is I identified a sample of 100 cases. And with indicators of these dimensions, I have to see what happened. And the first very good news is that the case which was more democratic, which fulfilled more of these indicators of democratic quality, was Wikimedia. Wikipedia English. So this is something. And but in my research, I also face the problem, which means to define the democratic quality in a type of collective action which is so new. So I, at the same time, try to problematize a bit what means to try to analyze the democratic dimension of these phenomenons. Because, for example, in the case of the openness to participation in the platform, if we start from an idea of that participation has to be equally, so that everybody has to participate and everybody has to participate equally, when we look to the Wikimedia projects, for example, we end up with a very bad kind of idea. Because the next one, you might not know that this power distribution, power law distribution about that in the online creation communities, there is a very strong inequality in the distribution of the participation. So that recent research in the case of Wikimedia showed that 10% of the participants are responsible of the 90% of the content. This kind of empirical research, I don't think I have to present it, I guess you are familiar, but basically it says that there is a strong inequality of online communities is present, not only in Wikimedia projects, but also in other cases where empirical analysis has been developed. This is the conclusion. So again, if we have the expectation that in order to a community be democratic, everybody have to participate and have to participate equally, we end up with a kind of a very depressing result. Instead, I think we have to, in order to understand that, first we have to go and look to the organizational logic of these communities in order to understand also which is democratic logic. Because practically, I think in general, it's quite clear how democratic quality means in a representative system. But here we are in front of organization forms which are very much characterized by the openness to participation. And my point here is that the participation in a representative system and closed system has different functions and meaning than participation in an open and also in an online environment system. So we have to reshape the meaning of participation. Here what I say is that we go from an idea of participation as the element which create the equality to a participation as, I think, a conception of the participation as an ecosystem. And what would be a conception of participation as an ecosystem? Here I also provide six characteristics about what is the conception of the participation in the Wikimedia projects and also other cases in which I have been looking at. You have also this in the dossier. I will just briefly present it. But basically, a conception of participation as an ecosystem, it means first that there is the important element is that the system is open for the participation, but there is not the expectation that everybody participate, and there is not the expectation that everybody participate equally. So this is the first element to have present. The second element is that participation has multiple forms and degrees. And these different multiple forms and degrees are integrated. This is why I put the element of ecosystem. Because, for example, with the power law that there is, which says that there is a 90% of the participants which don't contribute or don't explicitly contribute, they nevertheless are important for the system. These 90% of participants who don't explicitly contribute are important as an audience, and they also, in their use in the system, they enrich the system. the 9% of the weak participants or the contributors which contribute just sporadically, they are also important because weak participation allow to map and reach larger lands of information and knowledge. If there is many people connected to something, we can arrive to a map for the resources. Also, weak participation is also connected to multi-belonging. If I belong to 10 communities at the same time, it's logic that I also distribute my own participation in several communities, and in some communities I have a strong participation, and in other communities I just weakly contribute. And finally, the 1% of strong contributors are very important for the generation of the critical mass at the very beginning and for the creation of the content. So these three kind of profiles of strong participants, weak participants, and non-contributors are all of them important, and their function is integrated. The first characteristic is that participation is decentralized and asynchronic. The fourth is that participation is in public, and in two senses, is in public as a communication kind of function, that in the case of Wikimedia, it would be to communicate like the encyclopedia, to create a good which is public for others to use. But it's participation is also in public in an organizational sense. We can read the mailing list, we can go to the IRL. So this public kind of organizing, it's also characteristic of this type of participation, and it contributes to the coordination, the not need of planning. So several kind of organizational needs are covered by this transparency in the organizing. Fifth, participation is autonomous, so it depends on the person resources. I don't participate because I am an employee of Wikimedia Foundation, but I participate because I want to and I decide where to participate. And sixth, participation is implementation and not only deliberation. So I do things, I not only give my opinion and delegate the action to someone else. So what I try to explain is that these dimensions of democratic quality that I have proposed, I also want to transmit that it's quite problematic because at the same time we have to adapt the idea of democracy to a new organizational form which is even still not clear understood, and it's in its ongoing process to be defined. So type of kind of problematized like the idea of defining dimensions of democratic quality. And another element which I think it's important when considering, as I say previously, when considering the governance of online creation communities, it's about the role of the provider space. I had put as a dimension of democratic quality the openness of the provider space. This means that the people who, for example, in the case of Wikipedia, the people who contribute to Wikipedia can also kind of, can they have a voice? Can they have a role in the foundation? Is this type of elements which I am referring to as openness in the provider space. So when I have developed this analysis, I did a sample of 100 cases, and I look how the dimensions of democratic quality were connected between them. And what it emerged, here we have again the dimensions of democratic quality. And what it emerged is that there were any case from the 100 cases I have been looking at that fulfill all the dimensions. But instead, there were some cases which fulfill some and some other cases which fulfill other dimensions. So what this is saying to us is that there are like several styles of being democratic. There is not like a only way. And what emerges is that the element of openness to the participation in the provision space was very important to define the behavior of the other dimensions. What I am saying is the type of provider of a community define how also how the community function in terms of democratic characteristics. And so what emerged is that the type of provider and the level of openness to the participants in the provider space defined three models which were correlated to the dimensions. And here, sorry? Provider, it's provider is the owner of the infrastructure, and which in the case of Wikimedia would be the Wikimedia Foundation. In the case of Flickr would be Yahoo. So it's the one who has the keys of the infrastructure and provide. Yeah. Okay. So basically, it emerged that there are three models of providing infrastructure for collective action online. The first one is close and for profit. This would be against the case of Yahoo. It's you cannot be part of Yahoo, although that you participate in Flickr. And Yahoo is also a for profit. The second model of or second type of providers of infrastructure online are the model of characterized by being open, being formal, and being non-profit. This would be the case of Wikimedia Foundation. At some level, the Wikimedia communities can know what happened in the Wikimedia Foundation and can also be elected for being part of the board. So there are several mechanisms of openness. They are formal because the Wikimedia Foundation, it's like a formal legal institution, and it's organized quite formally. And it's also a non-profit. And finally, there are a third type of provider, which is open. It's non-profit also, but it's informal. This will be, for example, of the case of Indymedia. I don't know if you are familiar with, but basically are the cases in which a group of people who is collaborating online decide to organize the maintaining and the provision of the infrastructure. But there is not a separation between the community who kind of develop the content and the community who take care of the infrastructure. And again, these three models were correlated with the dimensions. So the close and for profit fulfill mainly the more technical ones. And instead, the open, formal and non-profit, and open, informal and non-profit fulfill like the more political ones. Yeah, formal is a legal entity which has a board. Informal, which has a board and which kind of the legal definition about how to have to be organized, like having a president, having a treasurer, this kind of thing, have to be fulfilled. Instead, informal would be the case in which it's an assembly of people who doesn't have a legal form and who doesn't follow the organizational kind of needs that the legal form require. So, yeah, it's an assembly.
But what is the decision making process in that case? Last chance, there's still an owner who has the keys.
Yeah, this is why I think it's important to make the distinction and to make present that there is someone who has the keys and how this having the keys is organized. But let me finish, and at the end, we can go with the questions. So, considering the importance which emerged from the statistical analysis about the type of provider, what I have done is to focus my analysis on the cases to look into the relationship between the providers and the community. And concerning the case of the Wikimedia communities, what I have done is try to look first, I have looked historically how the providers of the provision of infrastructure in the context of Wikimedia have take place. I'm not going to go into detail about this, but you know that at the beginning it was in 2001. It was I call it like founder dependent, because it was depending very much in Jimmy Wales, and Jimmy Wales was part of a company, so it was like depending on a company, and it was very much depending on what Jimmy Wales was deciding. Then in 2003, it was decided to create a foundation, but it was a more kind of voluntary run foundation. And in 2007, it was decided to make a kind of a professionalization turn. So to give to the foundation a much more structured organizing. And also, if we look to the... the next one. If we look also to the different... it's not that there is a monolithic view about what the foundation have to do in the Wikimedia ecosystem. Instead, there are several discourses about the foundation. I have, in the analysis of the discourse, I have identified five kind of approaches to the foundation. The first one is a view of the Wikimedia foundation as if it would have to be a adult which protect the community. The second one is an idea of the foundation as a leader, in the sense that the foundation will have to have a more leader role, not in the content, but in all the kind of activities which go beyond the content. The third approach to the foundation in the discourse, which I have identified, is an idea of the foundation as if it would be any other project, which want to fulfill the mission, and because it take care of some tasks, it organize according to these tasks. But it's like a peer of the other projects. The fourth idea of the foundation is like if the foundation wouldn't have any voice, it would be only a tool of the community and wouldn't have any autonomy. And the fifth approach to the foundation is the foundation as a vampire. Like the foundation with, there is this discourse. I guess you already have found it sometime. That this idea that the foundation wants to make money from the community. So these are the several approaches to the foundation which are present. A part of the different views of the foundation, I also have tried to analyze the governance structure. And in this sense, could you see it from, I guess it's a bit far, but you have it also in the dossier, the draft. So you can see it there. So here is the basis of the governance structures in terms of the relationship between the foundation and the communities. And the first characteristic which I would like to transmit is that if we consider it that the community is based on principles which we could call like bazaar, to make it simple. Principles of decentralization, openness, these kind of things. And instead the foundation is organized in a kind of traditional way, in the sense that it has a board, it has a clear distribution of tasks, it has a long-term planning. What it emerges is that the combination of the foundation and the community is like an hybrid form, because it's able to combine two organizational logics in the fulfilling of the mission. So the mission would be like the limiting. Neither the foundation, neither the community go outside of what the mission is. But each of them has a different organizational form. So if we look in terms of the composition, the foundation is partly composed by community elements, community members, in the sense that the community can elect some of the members of the board. Also, part of the staff has a background which is from the community, and but not all, in the sense that some part of the staff doesn't have a community background, and also some board members are decided by criteria of kind of expertise, so professionalization. We need some expertise in legal system, in legal law, so what we need is a good lawyer, this kind of thing. So there is an equilibrium between the composition of the foundation being composed by members who came from the community, but also with members who have some expertise and can fulfill well the tasks. The other characteristic of the relationship between the community and the foundation is the fluid communication. This is a bit strange because there is not a place where to communicate with the communities. You communicate with the communities. There is not a central place where to communicate with. Nevertheless, the foundation tries to report the community, sending reports about the administration, sending also in the blog or in the mailing list, kind of reporting the community what the foundation does, and also the foundation tries to consult and listen the community. There is also, nevertheless, some voices which reclaim that it would be needed more a structured mechanism for getting like the view of the community, or in this consultation of the community and listening to the community, to have more structured mechanism, and also to have ways in order to integrate the collective will in the community. Here, for example, in Wikimedia, there are several sessions which address this issue, how to identify the collective will in the community. Finally, if we look at the governance structure in terms of the distribution of the functions, what it emerges is that there is a distributed form, in the sense that the foundation take care of some things. The foundation take care of providing the infrastructure, the foundation take care of dealing with the external relationship, and for that it manages the logo and the trademark. Instead, the community take care of the content production. So we have, in simple, with these big layers, we have a distribution of functions between the foundation and the community. But we have also some overlapping, in the sense that there are some elements in which the foundation and the community act together. And this is why I draft this part. All of this came from 45 interviews. And when I was doing the interviews, I was asking the interviewee to draft the relationship between the community and the foundation, and most of them draft this. Say there is some space of overlapping where there is difficult to establish a separation on where a person is there as a staff member and a person is there because it's a community member. So I think this overlapping between the foundation and the community, it's a very kind of, I think it's innovative in some way. And it refers to having a mutual support between them. It refers, as I say, doing things together. But there is not all the functions of the foundation which are organized, which overlap with the community. What I'm trying to say is that the foundation, there are some things which is more open to the community involvement. For example, in press or in technical maintenance. For these things, the foundation have co-working groups, like groups in which are components of members of both, and they kind of collaborate. But so there are some elements in which the foundation is open to community involvement, but there are some other tasks in which the foundation is less open to community involvement. For example, on legal issues and funding, the foundation is more close to the involvement of the community. So what we have is like an hybridism in terms of if the foundation is open to the community involvement or not. We have an hybridism because the foundation move along a line of openness and closeness. The foundation is open in some aspects and is closed for other aspects. Finally, if we look to how the authorship and the ownership works, it kind of reproduces the distribution of the function, in the sense that in Wikimedia there is some kind of a principle of duocracy, which refers that who does things also have the authority over them and also have the ownership of them. So this is what I am referring, that this is a distribution in terms of the functions, who does what, which also it's reproduced in terms of the ownership. The foundation own the infrastructure, the foundation also own the logo and the trademark and take care of it. But instead, the community own the content. And I think this distribution of functions and authorship and ownership, it result in a kind of a mutual dependency. And by mutual dependency, I'm not saying that there is an equal distribution, that there is a, like, there is not an asymmetry between the power of the foundation and the power of the community. There are sources of asymmetry. But what I am saying is that both play a role. Both the community and the foundation have some sources of power from one to the other. And also, one without the other would be empty. The foundation without the community would be empty. So this is why I am referring that there is a mutual dependency. So I think the concept of co-governing is kind of adequate to describe this type of governance. And also, if we look to, I mean, it's quite complex dialogue, dialectic between the community and the foundation, but we can identify some kind of asymmetric points. For example, the foundation is perceived as minimal. What the foundation does is perceived as minimal. Nevertheless, the foundation owns the logo, and the logo means also to having access to the external world. Instead, the community has the working force. Without the active volunteers who edit and create the content, the foundation wouldn't have any possibility to organize the development of the content. Nevertheless, this kind of power of the community, because it developed the content and have the working force, which it was very much visible when the foundation was created. I don't know if you, I guess you know this, that when the foundation in 2003 was created, it was a Spanish fork before. And this kind of possibility of forking, of the community imposing kind his view, I think it decreases when the community get bigger. So with the community growth, there are several mechanisms why the community become less kind of powerful. Some mechanisms is like the network effect. Is difficult to kind of collect to organize all the community to move somewhere else, because if parts go, then the network, which network dynamic, it gets broke. Then also the cost of the infrastructure. In this moment, the Wikimedia Foundation last year has a budget of $6 million. I mean, to organize an infrastructure so costly would be, as it get bigger, it get also more problematic. And also, the finding of the collective will in the communities is when it get bigger and bigger, it's also more difficult. So there are several elements why I have the impression that the possibility of forking with the community growth, it decrease. But, okay. So nevertheless, I think this element that there is a mutual dependency and a distribution between the foundation and the community, for me what it emerges is that if the foundation if not everything passed through the foundation and the foundation depend on the community, I think it was very kind of significant that in the drafting of the interviewees, many didn't put it as a hierarchy. They didn't put the foundation as if it would be in hierarchy to the community, but they put it in parallel. So I think this idea of parallel co-governing, where both play a role. And finally, I think I would like to bring into the consideration the distinction between power over and power for, because I think analyze the power that the foundation has over the community, has some sources of power over the community, but it have also some kind of power for the community in the sense that power over means when someone has the power over someone else to direct his action. So there is some kind of asymmetry of positions, which I can force someone else. Instead, in the idea of power for, is the idea that I provide and I support someone for doing something. And I think this is what characterizes the, which is present also in the foundation. Foundation have some elements of power over the community, but have also a power for the community of providing resources for the community. And finally, yeah, this time for sure, finally, is that this is, I mean, for me it's very important, the Wikimedia mission. And for that, I think it's important to analyze the governance of the Wikimedia. But I also think that from these organizational forms, which they are very new, but we can also extract some kind of lessons in order to see how the political organizing can be reformed and to kind of organize a new politics. And I think what lessons it emerged from the Wikimedia is about the idea of citizens which are volunteers, which are also co-involved in the implementation of things, also citizens which co-govern, which are, have also a distribution of power which also increase more the possibilities of the citizens, and also an idea of political institutions which provide infrastructure for collective action more than represent the collectives. Okay, thank you very much. I didn't look very much into detail into the role of the chapters, because I have the impression that there is a process of changing in the sense that there is very much an expansion. So there is not like a stable kind of form. But yeah, I didn't look in detail, but I think it would be very much interesting to develop an idea of a governance of a global kind of form, and how it connect the local with the global. In this sense, I think the Wikimedia it's a very good example about how to connect local chapters with a global infrastructure, global dimension. But I didn't, it was not the focus of my analysis. But if you have any suggestion. Thank you.
What is the line when the foundation starts taking advantage of the community?
What is the line? Well, I think it depends on the point of view. Which is the line in which Yahoo take advantage of the Flickr contributors? There are many different approaches. There is people who have left from the Wikimedia kind of projects because they didn't agree on how the foundation was doing. There are others which like especially to contribute to the Wikimedia communities because it's provided by a non-profit foundation. So I don't think it's a unique answer about it.
So you were asking about the chapters, they don't fit into the kind of hybrid zone area over there. So far, we think the chapters are more like this legal formal entity, as she described, just like the Wikimedia Foundation, but maybe eventually, as she said, can develop some kind of other structures or forms or formats. But I would like to clarify one thing. When you say provision models, the closed and for-profit, and the third one, as a foundation, but at the end of the day, the assets, every kind of asset is owned by the whole society, the way it's planned to be a foundation. And for profit, it means like it's one owner or a limited number of owners. Isn't it more than for profit, not for profit? Because in a way, not really like the term for profit, it's more like the concept of what is behind. Does it make sense?
It makes sense. I think Wikimedia, it's also an hybrid form, not only because in some parts it's open to the community involvement and in some parts it's less. Like, it's hybrid in this sense. But it's hybrid also in the sense of profit and non-for-profit. I think these categories are changing. And it's very difficult to define what is profit and non-for-profit. However, I would say that what define profit and non-for-profit is not like a unique owner. It has to be. Hybrid organization as Wikimedia develop their governance as well. So it was perhaps a related issue with the provision models. I think that perhaps closed or semi-open for profit, so degrees of openness are to be found in community for profit organizations as well. Yeah, no, I agree with both questions in the sense that both openness and closeness, profit and non-profit, are categories that used to help to map and organize the different organizational forms previously. And now there are kind of blurring the distinction, and there are emerging new categories and also forms which are hybrid and combine both. With this analysis, I just have made like a first kind of mapping of the distinct forms, and it very much forced the categories. But I agree that there are many great possibilities in between. Thank you.